The Petersburg Rotary Club is heading up the replacement of the old equipment it had donated decades ago. Organizers gathered last month to mark groundbreaking for site work on the project. The first phase of it includes cutting some of the trees, limbing others, and putting in crushed rock. Several neighbors are not happy with the trees already removed from the park and want a better idea of what the project will look like once it's done. Chris Norris asked the assembly for a chance to examine plans before the work continues.
It's obvious that action has preceded good planning and public process, regardless of how many good intentions there were. And the public is not well served when that happens. The public and the Park and Rec Board needs to see a detailed plan that is to scale for the proposed play area. There needs to be public hearings and meetings to allow the public's questions to be answered and for their voices to be heard on the matter.
Neighbors also took their complaints to last month's meeting of the Parks and Rec Advisory Board and asked for a chance to give input on the plans. That board voted in favor of a temporary hold on the work until the board could meet with the Rotary Club and the public. Advisory Board member Stephanie Hayes read a statement.
We support a playground at Sandy Beach Park. We don't mean to stop the playground project. Rather, we understand Rotary Club's enthusiasm. Their need to continue especially regarding grants, construction equipment, and et cetera. We simply want to have the opportunity to discuss details with them before construction continues.
The advisory board was just restarted this year, and this is one of its first topics to consider. Another member of that board, Desi Burrell, is also a member of Rotary and an organizer of this project. She thought the public outreach had been done, but took responsibility for not contacting others.
My passion is really about getting this project going. We're coming up on winter. We have a contractor that finally is able to do the work because come spring they're going to be gone. And I just want to make sure that that we can get this project underway as quickly as possible.
Burrell noted the local company Rock and Road is donating the labor for the site preparation, and Rotary has fundraised for the materials and equipment. Another project organizer and neighboring property owner, Gloria Ann Wallen, encouraged the assembly not to stop it.
Because I was shocked to feel an element of scolding for the volunteers, such as the Rotary Club and people like me, who have for years, if not decades, shepherded the maintenance of areas like Sandy Beach. So I want to encourage the assembly to continue to lean on these public-private partnerships between groups like Rotary to handle fundraising and purchasing playground equipment. That's how this all started.
The assembly was mostly supportive of continuing on with the project without a pause for reviewing plans. Assembly member Jay Stanton Greger noted the borough did not have the money for doing this kind of park upkeep.
Our resources right now need to go to getting that pool up and running. Rotary, this has been a great public-private partnership with Rotary. I really look forward to getting it done. Again, this is approved already, and I really want to see it get going.
However, it wasn't unanimous. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci was interested in a pause.
You know, the advisory board met last week, and I just sat in and listened to it, and all five members of the board decided just to kind of take a little bit of time and look at all the issues. And I don't see any big controversy in waiting 4 weeks, having a public meeting with, you know, members of the Rotary to make sure we understand what everybody is trying to accomplish here.
Dave Kensinger moved to postpone the vote until the Assembly's next meeting to give the Advisory Board and Rotary Club time to meet. That failed on a 4-3 vote, with Taylor Norheim, Stanton Greger, Bob Lynn, and Mayor Mark Jensen voting no. The final vote was 5-2 in favor of moving forward with the work, with Chelsea Tremblay and Mucci voting no. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.